All right, that's a lot of stuff, so we're going to unpack it as we go. Right now, though, I got to jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, he is indeed the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. He's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, and I'll tell you more about him in just a few minutes. But yeah, Stan McDonald, sponsor of the Right Side Way. So there's a song that I love by Christian artist Michael W. Smith. I mean, he's been around for a while, right? It's only a few years old, the song itself. Michael W. Smith's been recording for like 40 years. But the song is called Surrounded, This Is How I Fight My Battles. And when you hear the song, you realize that's just the way he likes it. He says, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It's an awesome song. It's also one of those that'll get stuck in your head in the right way. Well, let me just say, over the last few years, liberals thought they had us surrounded. They did. Maybe they did, and too often we acted like it, but liberals, they made us disjointed at times. We suffered some losses, but I'm telling you, I'm sensing more resolve than ever. What we're watching right now is exactly what we voted for, and don't let them tell you any different. But we're also not done, and we got to stay in this thing, using every tool, every trick, every technique and tactic, unified under one banner. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we win. But it doesn't start, though, with all targets that surround us being taken out all at one time. The pushback, the regaining of ground, the ability to retake that which was lost, it usually starts with one warrior hitting one target and inspiring others to do likewise. And sometimes that's really all it takes. One person squaring off to one of the enemies that surrounds them and removing that enemy with extreme prejudice. And I think that's the underlying story of what's happening with Trump right now. Yes, he's a Republican. Yes, he's fixing things in D.C. and elsewhere. Yes, he's bringing back common sense politics. But he's doing it from a position of strength, and the inspiration that we feel about it right now, I think, is beyond political. It's more than just putting liberals in their place. We can look at Trump right now, and this is what I think the vast majority of America sees. We see somebody who was viciously persecuted, frivolously sued, falsely indicted. Somebody who was lied about, defamed, and maligned. Somebody who was subjected to potential financial ruin. His family was mocked. His name was lampooned in the media. He was yelled at, shot at, and he kept getting back up and getting right back in the fight. And it is that inspiration that I believe has taken America by storm. We want to see the executive orders. We want to see the realigning of government. Oh, yes, but we also take heart in knowing that we've been completely surrounded for the last few years. He was right there with us, and then we watch him square off his shoulders to the enemy and fight right back. And it brings us into the fight with him. It's that battlefield inspiration. It means something. It means something to someone face down an opponent against what seems like overwhelming odds. A friend of mine served in Kandahar, Afghanistan at the beginning of the war. He told me a story about one of the special forces guys that he was with that was getting attacked in close quarters in the streets of Kandahar who suffered a shot to the face. But that green beret he was talking about just immediately assessed his own wounds. He slapped something on it to stem the blood. He acquired his target and he took out the enemy shooter. My friend told me after that, the word on the street in Kandahar was, these Americans, you can shoot them in the face and they will just fix themselves and then kill you. It made me laugh. I was all the way up in the northern part of the country in Kunduz, Afghanistan, hours away. But when I heard that story, it still gave me like an extra dose of moxie, right? But that was also his training. His training, that soldier I'm talking about, his training was designed to make him ready to stay in the fight against all odds, to square up to his target and take it out. And y'all, that's how we fight our battles. But if you've noticed, I do keep using a phrase, squaring off to the target. What is that? What does that even mean? Squaring off to the target. It's an important aspect of how we face an enemy. It's intimidating to do, but it's even more intimidating for the enemy to see. So in some of the instruction that I used to provide to troops, I would show them a video. It's still out there on YouTube. You can check it out probably. It's called, This is Why the U.S. Military Wears Body Armor. It's a blurry video of a young Army trooper in Iraq standing next to his Humvee on a city street. But you quickly realize that the video is being made by insurgents who are targeting this soldier. And a shot rings out, and the young troop drops like a rock, but he immediately gets back to his feet. His weapon goes up, and he looks to acquire his target and return fire. The enemy round had actually hit him square in the sappy plate of his body armor, and he was fine. It knocked him down like he'd been hit with a bat, but he was fine. Oh, and they got the bad guy, by the way. Look, I'm going to tell you, every Joe who saw that video stopped griping about having to wear a ballistic vest. But if you've ever had any experience at all with firearms, you know that, like anything else, shooting is an acquired skill. I'm sure, knowing this audience, we have a whole passel of Second Amendment-friendly right-side ruffians who listen. Everything from the casual gun owner who just keeps a firearm or two on hand for home protection or hunting, all the way up to the serious collector and those who participate in shooting sports. But basic shooting does come down to some basics. Things like proper use and care of your weapon, your body position, your sight alignment, your breathing control, your trigger squeeze. But shooting at a fixed target at a known distance in the prone position under highly regulated conditions, that's just your introduction, man. The real fun comes when you get to the point that you're able to conduct things like reflexive fire training, like being allowed to shoot, move, and communicate under more stressful conditions with the brain more fully engaged. You track your rounds, you reload while you're still maintaining a fighting posture, you learn to stage your magazine so you can reload quickly with your eyes closed or in the dark. And one of the most unnatural aspects of doing so is called squaring off to your target. Here's the thing. If you're in an armed confrontation and cover and concealment is not your option, then how you present yourself to the opposing target matters. And the natural inclination is to slim your profile, provide less of a target by turning to your side. But when you're in combat and you're wearing body armor, the side panels of your ballistic vest, they don't have near as much protection. The true ability of your body armor to shield you comes from the protective plates in the front and the back. They cover the vital organs. So, the training for those who wear armor is to adopt a stance that's called squaring your shoulders to the enemy. It's also a stance, though, by the way, that shows the enemy you mean business. It's also unnatural. It requires training. In other words, you have to get used to it. And truthfully, it also requires a measure of faith. But here's my point. It takes training to remember the value and the use of the armor. It takes faith to trust that it will work to square off to the enemy. You see, what I'm saying is that life is going to be filled with challenges. And even enemies, some of which are self-created, even some from outside your own control, but they're there. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but fear not, I've overcome the world. So it's a clear acknowledgement that life can get a bit dicey at times. How you are when the moment of conflict or confrontation or challenge arrives is going to be largely dependent upon the level of preparation you put into such an occurrence way before it happens. And how much are you willing to trust that the armor you've prepared to use on that day is actually going to provide you some protection? Are you ready to square off to the enemy? Can you face down the enemy by looking him straight in the eye, squaring your shoulders? Look, I don't know what it is, but I feel certain that in an audience of this size, that some of you are having life challenges or you see some coming, I want to encourage you to know that you don't have to be perfect at handling them on the first day, but you do have to make a decision to improve. You have to just start the process of preparing and trusting. You just start. You take the first simple steps. No one becomes a Green Beret on the first day in the Army, right? They all start with basic training. So, what is it? Is it a job skill for you? Start. Is it overcoming an addiction? Just start. Is it improving or even saving your marriage? Just start. Is it going for that degree you've talked about or that job change or that political office? Just start. You prepare well in advance. You build your character and your skill and your faith and the ability to move forward. You square your shoulders to the enemy when you're surrounded even. You actually need to do it. Training and faith. You can have all the gee whiz education, equipment, and resources, but if you don't believe in your ability to square your shoulders to the enemy, you won't. Likewise, though, you can be reckless. You can be somebody who leaps without looking, performs without practicing, and I would say at that point your likelihood of success is diminished. You see, squaring off to the target is both unnatural, but it's also needed. It takes practice, but it also takes believing that your armor is going to work. And life is like that. And that's the reason why I really believe that Trump is so popular right now. It's not a question of whether he's just doing all the right policies. It's also that we saw him go through the fights and square his shoulders to the enemy, and we are willing to do the same. So pick out your plan. Practice and prepare. Move toward the target. Square your shoulders. Get her done. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.